You're listening to the Verbcast, brought to you by Partners in Excellence. This is a series of 20 programmes which will form a pilot project over 4 weeks. If you're one of our pilot students, bienvenue! You'll be able to follow the programme along with the other support via your mobile and MSN Messenger. If you've just browsed the iTunes Music Store and found the Verbcast, you'll probably be wondering what this is all about. For the time being, that will have to remain classified information, but we'll be making announcements on the PIE website at www.pie.org.uk once the pilot period is over. Let's get straight into the show. We're going to be revising French verbs, and over the next 4 weeks we'll be covering around 20 different verbs in four main tenses. We'll be dealing with regular and irregular verbs, verbs which conjugate with avoir and être, and we'll mention reflexive verbs too. And we're going to be doing all this using relaxation techniques to make your brain as receptive as possible to learning. So the best way to listen to this programme is in a room where you feel comfortable, where you can sit back and relax. At the end of each show, we'll energise you again with a quick revision of what you've learned. Ready? Est-ce que tu es prêt? I would like you to make yourself comfortable. Start to think about your breathing. When you feel comfortable, close your eyes. Don't squeeze them shut, simply let your eyelids come together gently. Start to breathe more slowly. In and out. If you feel comfortable doing so, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. In and out. Everything which is about to happen is happening for a reason. You want to learn. That's why you signed up for this experiment. Keep feeling your breathing, in and out. You are able to control your breathing. You are now going to empty your mind. Allow your mind to go completely blank. Focus on your breathing if it helps. If you feel other thoughts coming into your mind, imagine a red stop sign. These thoughts will eventually disappear. Keep thinking about your breathing, in and out. Imagine you're sitting at the water's edge at a deserted beach in the south of France. The water is warm and the waves are gently coming in and out. As you breathe in, the water rolls in and covers your legs. As you breathe out, the waves recede. Keep thinking of this as we count down from 10 to 1. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Imagine an enormous, elegant room. In this room, there is a reception taking place. A reception for thousands of people from all over the world. These people are standing around in groups, chatting, every one of them in their own language. You hear these voices all around you, the words of thousands of languages. But behind these words lies something very important, something without which these languages couldn't exist. Imagine now that the people around you are the actual languages themselves. The words are what you see. their clothes, their skin. But underneath this are the muscles and bones which allow them to move and to function. These muscles and bones are grammar. Grammar is what allows a language to function. You need words, but the words don't make much sense without the grammar that lies beneath. And the parts of grammar of every language in the world fit together like perfect skeletons. You may already know a lot about French grammar, but this project will help you firm up what you know, and hopefully teach you some new things too. This program is about verbs, one of the most important parts of any language's grammar. Verbs are often called doing words, but I prefer to think of them as the words which tell you what is happening in a sentence. All languages have verbs. English verbs like do, make, see, sing, all function the same way as French verbs. They change their form slightly depending on who is doing the seeing or singing. You say, I sing, but she sings. They also change their form depending on when the seeing or singing is happening. You say, I see in the present, but I saw in the past. The difference is that French verbs change their form a bit more, and through this project, you'll become confident in knowing exactly what form to use when. Some verbs always follow the same pattern, but there are other verbs, both in French and in English, which don't follow the rules. These are called irregular verbs, and there are many of them, some of which are very common and really important to know. When you look up a verb in the dictionary, you will always find the verb in an infinitive form. That's the form of the verb which doesn't refer to any person or any tense. In a sense, it has infinite possibilities. To form verbs correctly, you need to work from the stem of the verb. In French, you need to add endings to the stem to form the different tenses and persons. If the whole verb is a plant, imagine these endings as leaves coming off the stem. Each verb in each tense has six main parts. You may have learned verbs like this before. We're going to learn each part in turn, starting with the singular forms 1, 2, and 3. These are the je form for I, then the tu form for you, and the il, elle, on form for he, she, it, and so on. Don't be offended if we just use the il form. The rhythms of the verb work better this way. If you prefer, substitute elle, but know that the forms are exactly the same regardless of whether you're talking about a male or female. We'll then move on to the plural parts, 4, 5, and 6. We start with nous for we, then vous for you plural or polite, and finally the ils, I-L-S, or elles, E-L-L-E-S, plural form for they. Again, to keep the rhythm, we'll concentrate on the ils plural. Because learning verbs is all about accuracy, you need to think carefully about the spelling. With your eyes still closed, you're going to imagine your brain as a spherical screen on which you project each of the verbs. Think of being at a planetarium or at an IMAX cinema. We'll call this your cerebral screen. Look at your screen now. At the top left, you have the je form. In the middle, on the left, you have the tu form. And at the bottom left, you'll project the il or elle singular form. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll project the plural forms. The nous form is at the top right, the vous form in the middle, and the il and elle plural form is down at the bottom right. You should use this screen for all the verbs you learn on this course. This means that if you're ever stuck for a verb, all you need to do is close your eyes and imagine the screen. Let's begin. Today, we're going to learn about 3,000 verbs. Don't worry, by learning the endings of a regular ER verb, you'll be able to conjugate any one of the thousands of regular ER verbs in the French language. Once you know one, you know them all. The verb we're going to use is parler.
Je parle. P-A-R-L-E. Je parle.
Put that up in the top left of your cerebral screen.
Tu parles.
Sounds the same, but it's spelt P-A-R-L-E-S.
Tu parles.
That should go in the middle left.
Il parle.
P-A-R-L-E. The same as the je form. And that should go in the bottom left. Let's go through the singular endings again of a regular ER verb.
Je parle,
ending in E.
Tu parles,
ending in ES.
Il parle,
ending in E. Look carefully at these in the left-hand side of your cerebral screen. Let's move on to the plural endings.
Nous parlons.
P-A-R-L-O-N-S.
Nous parlons.
Put that in the top right of your screen.
Vous parlez.
P-A-R-L-E-Z.
Vous parlez.
Put that in the middle on the right hand side.
Vous parlez.
And
il parle.
P-A-R-L-E-N-T. Notice that the E-N-T ending is silent.
Il parle.
P-A-R-L-E-N-T. And that should go in the bottom right of your screen. Let's go through the plural endings.
Nous parlons.
O-N-S.
Vous parlez.
E-Z.
Il parle.
E-N-T. So what we've done is taken the infinitive parler, taken off the ending ER, we're left with the stem PARL, and we're adding the endings for the present tense. Let's run through that one more time. Again, imagining where each part goes in your cerebral screen.
Je parle.
E.
Tu parles.
ES.
Il parle.
I.
Nous parlons.
O-N-S.
Vous parlez.
I-Z.
Il parle.
I-N-T. Today we've covered just one verb, but we've talked a lot about verbs in general, and tomorrow we'll be covering the other regular verbs. You've learned a lot today. We're going to count up from 1 to 10 now, and when we reach 10, your eyes will open and you will be completely awake and feel full of energy.
1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10
Okay, so how did you find your first lesson? Although it doesn't seem like much, we've covered a lot today. There's a lot you need to know about verbs before you start learning, and even if you knew a lot already, today's lesson will help to prepare you for the rest of the course. Let's just run through the verb one more time before we finish. Je parle. Tu parles. Il parle. Nous parlons. Vous parlez. Il parle. And that's all for today. Merci. À demain. You've been listening to the Verbcast from Partners in Excellence. Find out more about PI at our website, www.pi.org.uk. You can contact me about this podcast and our other language learning materials on verbcast@pi.org.uk. We'll be right back.